that's my style. Surprise, surprise, so you rub your eyes. Never knew you'd a yes, so cool as eyes. Hear the fights then, they will stupefy. Ducks categorize us as hard cries. That's a lie, we know why we're occupiers. No blurs, but obscure style, and these are higher. Profiles are low,
just as soon smoke as
we go. Well, as a breeze straight from a deeper shade of soul. Deeper shade
of soul. Monkeying around. I love this song. What's the name of the song?
Deeper Shade of Soul.
Deeper who?
Deeper Shade of Soul.
Head roll. Excite the middle between the two poles. The glow rotates from new to old.
Don't start, kids.
Uh-huh.
Really, it is a monkey on your back.
Although, technically,
I believe those were chimps.
They're primates.
Primates. Well, so are we.
Well, aren't we just? Welcome.
This was already a mistake.
This is the morning beej.
The morning BJ.
The morning BJ.
That is what you wanted, and that's what you got.
That's right.
B for Bill, J for Joshua, and it also stands for blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
Something neither of us have ever experienced.
No.
Giving or receiving. Thanks for guest co-hosting today, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me. And thanks, Joanne, for having a career and going places.
Well, is she? We're still not really sure what she's doing, where she's at, or if she'll come back. And I can safely say that I already prefer you.
Aw.
Joshua McCarroll is
a former,
yeah, you narcissist piece of shit. He's the former producer and on-air talent at Fox News and also at another network. Won't say the name, but it's a cable news network. Just take out the ooze, able, and at work, and you can figure it out. Welcome, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm so sorry the weather is bad. I always feel guilty when the guests come with such inclement climate.
It is bullshit weather. And you know what makes it even worse?
What?
It's public transportation.
PT.
It is awful.
Did you actually take a subway? Or did you do...
No, I took the subway.
You did.
I always take the subway.
Well, you're a man of the people.
And I'm a man that...
has communicable diseases.
Right.
Yes.
Whose parents don't let them have their credit card anymore.
Well, I mean, at a certain age, say in your 30s, that is something that's usually...
I'm in my late 30s. I'm about to be in my later 30s.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
It only gets worse from here. Trust
I don't have money
on that. Well, I haven't seen you since last you were on, which was last week, because
right.
I abused the privilege. What have you been up to?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Trying to find a job if anybody is hiring out there.
What kind of area are we looking to get in?
Something that pays a lot of money.
From your lips.
Doing less.
Oh, God. That is all I want in life.
Everybody works too much.
See, I spend too much time working it, and I find there's not a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Being the life of the party ends up making your wallet small and your brain atrophied.
But people sure do like you, don't they?
Nah, they tolerate me.
But
speaking of atrophied, you know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
My first appointment with PT. That's cool speak for physical therapy.
Oh, for your wrist.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
back to doing handies.
If only. I already mastered the ability to do it on my left hand, though. So if anything, I'm going to be a better person once this lawn national nightmare is over with. Yes. For those of you that aren't regular viewers, first of all, fuck you.
Yeah.
Second of all, I broke my hand earlier this year. It seems like it was 4 years ago. And everything's finally off. And so finally, this withered beef jerky is going to turn into an actual appendage very soon. It was all sorts of stretching exercises, just breaking up the scar tissue, what have you.
How long was it?
It was about half an hour. But that was just sort of a meet and greet, getting to know the person.
Uh-huh.
The person was actually very cute.
Do they have you, like, jerking off a bunch of dudes, or you going to?
No, this was not a club. This was not some place that you frequent on basically every night.
Let me
tell you Grindr.
You come to one of those clubs with me, you'll be throwing footballs.
My wrist will work, but my throat won't. That's the problem. But yeah, so, and also, as much as Gino makes fun of the artist formerly known as My Hand, she said that she was very impressed by how little it had actually atrophied.
Considering how long you had that thing on for like half a year.
Well, you know what? I'd like to think I'm the next level in evolution.
8 months.
Yeah, just about. It's been a chore. And the worst part is my gigantic scar is right over the problem area, i.e. where people commit suicide. So every time I go to a bar now and look sad, people are just going to glance at my scar and be like, well, he's tried it once. Now he's just going to drink himself to death.
Maybe they'll buy you a drink.
Well, I don't know if they want to feed the beast being me.
Those people are assholes. All of a sudden they're worried about your well-being.
Well, yeah.
They're not worried about my well-being. Just buy me a drink.
I should have been more worried about my well-being about 20 years ago when I actually had been that was well.
That ship has sailed.
Well, and now for those of you that, again, don't watch our show a lot.
Wait, why is that?
What?
People not watching the show.
I'm just guessing. I'm assuming we're the 60 Minutes of Compound Media. That's always been my thought. You know, there's a lot of comedians.
Great show, 60 Minutes.
I can only do it for about 30. Then I get bored. But, and also, this is like the one show that I feel like is like the hard news show of the network. Because really, Joanne and I are the only ones that are not comedians on this network. The rest, I believe, most of the hosts are comedians. And tomorrow, Garrett, you might have to supply the specifics on this. Tomorrow, the comedians of Compound where are they going to be doing this again?
It's live in hot water featuring Anthony Cumia, Dave Landau, Kevin Brennan, Chrissy. Is there anyone else?
Chrissy Mayers.
Mayer. Pat Dixon. Bill Schultz in the audience.
I would like that as long as I could get free drinks out of it. Because, yeah, you're a friend of the family. And by friend, I mean we tolerate you.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'm sure it's already sold out, but, you know, sneak in.
I'll sneak in.
That's how you do it in this
crazy
work a
lineup
day. Yeah, man, that's going to be fun. I can't wait.
It's the who's who of the Cumia Network.
Again, assuming that I am a member of Compound, the old Schmiggly Schmoogly should be hopefully free.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be.
Although, you took me to some comedy show in my neighborhood, and they were charging for everything.
Well, we got in for free.
Did we?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, but there was a militant lady that was like bossing me around. She's like manhandling me. I was with a talent.
Well, loosely. But we got in for free.
The seats were good.
Who were we there to see? Wasn't it Wendy Starling?
No, the lesbian that's kind of a lesbian, but not. But she is.
that also narrows it down in the community that is comedy.
I know, but she had a girlfriend who was also a comedian, I think. And they did jokes together.
Oh, God, that was a long time
ago. She's really funny.
That's an oxymoron.
And the guy out there with the baby, you know, he was there.
Oh, Aaron Berg, of course.
Aaron Berg.
Yes. Oh, no, that was...
what was her name?
Stacey Prussman.
Stacey.
Yes, Stacey the Prussman Hour. Yeah, the drinks were not free on that one. Thanks for nothing, Stacey.
Yes, Stacey.
But I remember Joanne being on the stage and double fisting.
That's right.
Yes, and not in the way that you do it. But Joanne was, that was the drunkest I've ever seen her. And luckily the audience got to see it as well. It's a nightmare.
I had to leave. I got so drunk.
Yeah, you did the old Irish goodbye.
I'm famous for those.
Before I have a fond look back at you on you at Red Eye. This is when we first met. A little show on Fox News called Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld. But speaking of Joe, I, because I'm terrible at what I do, had this yesterday and we didn't get to it. But Joe is out this week, obviously, and she left us she left us some bon mots, even though I'm not pronouncing that correctly or using it correctly, while she was away, so we didn't miss her too much. I have not seen this yet, nor is Garrett, because neither of us like to work. But we have a... something that Joe sent in. Yes, we are. Look at that. See what you're missing, Joe? Nothing. Thanks for the bottle, buddy. Oh, by the way, This is how much Gino's already had to drink. This is a fucking problem, and that's me talking. Wowzies.
When did he start that?
About an hour ago.
Really?
Good Lord. This is, man, he's got to stop making fun of Artie, because he's got his own demons. All right, well, so let's go to our little intro and clip of Joanne talking about something.
I always wanted to say that. Talking about something. Look how cute she is.
She is adorable.
She is the cutest.
Hello. I just had my first rehearsal
today.
I know you all have been wondering.
What is it with
You're so curious.
Why does this film keep doing this?
Austin, what I'm up to.
It must be how it she records it and sends it to us.
It is a reading for a new Broadway musical. It's called Warhol on Broadway. It's a musical about Andy Warhol.
I want to be in that.
And it's
She's like Max
Headroom. I have been wanting to work with other like artistic types
for
a while.
I can tell she's having some wine.
And this is an amazing
She looks great.
Group.
Nobody looks
it's
good on webcam.
Steven Schwartz,
and
who did
really
the music
pretty.
For
Aaron's transfixed.
Wicked, Children of Eden, Pippin, big deal. The director is Trevor Nunn, or I should say Sir Trevor Nunn.
Oh, putting on airs.
He's
seriously.
The director for
I'm
the
a
Royal
sir.
National Theater and the Royal
and
Shakespeare
communities.
Theater, so big deal. And
she does that a lot.
The guy writing the book, his name is Rupert Holmes. He actually wrote the song If You Like Pina Coladas.
Oh my God.
Who doesn't?
I don't. Lots of diabetes.
So it's an amazing triumvirate of people
you tell me
that I am getting to work for in this musical. I'm an ensemble track. I play a girl in his college at Carnegie Tech. And celebrity, gallery goer, New Yorker, those types of roles. There's amazing music, choral singing. It spans through the decades to rock and roll. I just feel so fortunate to be a part of this.
Aww.
I've had some wine.
I like her so much more than I hate you.
But that's basically it. If you don't know a lot about Andy Warhol, I recommend
Don't read the Andy Warhol diaries. It's like 800
You recommend them watching the musical,
right,
Joanne.
Now. I haven't been there, but I hear it's good. I think that's it. I miss you all.
Aww.
Are you having fun without me?
No.
All right, bye.
What did I say right before that started? She'd had a little wine in her. I can always tell.
She admitted
Daddy
it.
Daddy can tell.
Huh? Double fisting happened in that video.
That is not the Andy Warhol that we're talking about right now. Although I have not yet seen the script of the play that she's going to be in. I wasn't sure if we were allowed
to
talk about it. All right, whatever. God, you hear the musical and that's all you fucking focus on.
Don't
Typical
you
gay.
It's merch.
I love that word. But
theater.
Garrett mentioned that thank you for that, by the way. Garrett mentioned that she had maybe have had a couple of glasses before she did this video. And one thing of note with Joe is, again, her crooked S's. You heard these? She's got the crooked S's. But here's another thing that now that I tell you, the viewer, you're always going to notice it. Whenever Joe's thinking about something and she's about to make a really good point, she does this.
Oh,
she takes it in and just... And then just sort of says it. Like, if she's about to really make a point, very infrequent, that is how you know. That is the weird preface she does. And boy, that video was dirty with
she
it.
Slithers?
Yeah, but the fact that Joshua is here, it reminds me that I do, in fact, miss you, Joe. I know you're not watching right now, and that's about as legit as I'm ever going to be, because I would never do it to your pretty little face. But yeah, this, already
watching?
Done with it. No, I doubt it. She's still asleep. But... You know what I'm watching?
What are you watching?
BCM. It's a little company called Big Chew Morning. Actually, no, it's just called Blue Chew. Sorry. And they're advertising on Morning.
Hey.
Gino gave me a shot and it's been all downhill.
The BCM.
Yes, yes. And not don't turn this into a weird sexual thing.
No, I love Blue Chew Morning.
Gentlemen. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? God, I kind of do. Back when you could just finish with a lady and then be ready to perform again. Or a man. Come on, thank you.
Jesus.
And when you performed, it was never at three quarters mast. No always at full mast. Where did this become so nautical? But like all things, age catches up and can impact your performance. This is as if it's speaking to me. But thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com, you can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed for free with the promo code AM. You know, like morning, or always massive, or amazing mammoth. Oh, I love mammoths. It's BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue, and chew, because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Wait, but you need a prescription for those bad boys.
Sure do.
Not so the blue to the chew. Since they're chewable, I like anything chewable, even though my teeth hurtsies. They can work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. See, that's the problem, guys. I never have the opportunity, nor does anything arise anymore. So maybe I've...
an hour on this.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about it.
I'm going to get you some free ones, because actually we have a deal. With Blue Chew, you'll be at 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it can shorten your recovery period if you want to go again in the same night. Why not three times? Why not four? Again, need to meet a woman first. Blue Chew!
Or man.
Ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Okay. And so in-person doctor's visit. No waiting in the pharmacy. And best of all, and I've been told that your dick gets harder faster. What's not to love? They're made in the... I don't like your little interjections here.
Sorry.
Emphasis on little. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. I like all of those things. And here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code AM. Just pay $5 shipping. You guys, you can't afford not to do this. Again, that's B-L-U-E, Chew. .com. Promo code AM. Try it free.
And then call me.
And then
I'll be right
call
over.
Joshua. He will be right over. He's faster than Domino's Pizza. 30 minutes or less.
Yeah. That's right.
So, again, I've known Joshua for way too long, some might say.
Well.
It's been a while. He was our booker and a little thing called Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld. Moved on to become a producer at something called The Five. I don't even remember who was on it. I think eight people, which was weird that it was called The Five. But he had his own segment. And before we look at that segment, it seems as if everyone these days is stealing his thunder. Specifically when it comes to a Matthew McConaughey impression. It seems like everyone in Hollywood has their own. Anne Hathaway, that a lot of people hate, but you know what? I love Anne Hathaway. I'm an Anne fan. Was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and she has her own. Let's take a look. Sees.
Boo.
That's cute speak for look.
Sorry, I had red eye ready. Oh, 1 sec.
That's, you know what, Garrett? That's my bad. It really
Bill was. Sucks.
Garrett's working for the weekend, and it's only Wednesday.
The
trophy's
January 25th.
Matthew's aging backwards.
What's that?
Matthew's aging backwards. It's weird.
And you know what? He is just such a delightfully unusual person.
I figured you would.
Do you find yourself becoming part of
totally
his orbit?
It.
Because it seems like I've been around him a few times, and everybody just kind of does what he's up to.
Absolutely. Totally. Like, all of a sudden, you're with him, and all of a sudden, you find yourself kind of like leaning back. You lean back. You talk. You know, you maybe don't enunciate as much, but sometimes you do. You enunciate intentionally. You drink more. You feel a little bit cooler. He's just great.
Does he know that you do an impersonation of him? Everybody does an impersonation of him. Yours is
so
very good.
Delicious. Oh, thank you very much.
Most people go with all right, all right, all right. You know, but that's kind of
that's cheap. That's an entry one.
Back in the day.
No, what I just think it's fun when you get to the point when you spend enough time with him, you know how to riff as him. You know, so like just. Give me a topic.
Okay. Let's see. I can't think of any topics. Okay.
This what is what happened.
Terrible
football.
Host.
Oh, yeah. Football. Football. I like it. I like the Tennessee Titans. I like the Patriots. God bless America. And for a game, sit down, play a little ball, maybe break a sweat first, have the kids, children, family, intentions.
Wow.
Why does everyone hate her? I find her to be
delightful.
Awful. Our upcoming guests are agreeing with Joshua. Well, Joshua on Red Eye was a little thing called our Matthew McConaughey correspond to Hey. Let's take a quick look.
Show me tits. Serve and love, you know, just keep on.
How long is this? Is Matt's baby Levi going to be heavily involved in sports at a young age?
Well, when I first made my appearance here on Red Eye, I told you that he was deeply committed
to
Boga.
How did I not have a lawsuit?
Which is baby yoga.
Yes. Oh, my God.
By the way, he was in the middle of the newsroom when he did this. Shepard Smith was walking back and forth.
12,000 calories a day. What's his secret?
I'll tell you what his secret is. He goes into that bathroom and he drops more bombs than the United States military.
Award-winning, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we get the idea. We get the fucking idea. So basically, the premise was sort of like we were trying to get Matthew McConaughey on the show. And
never happened.
Joshua claimed that he was sort of in Matthew McConaughey's group. Hence
we didn't need him.
Yeah, hence the reason you were shirtless, because you and Matthew McConaughey would always go everywhere shirtless.
Together.
And the more that Joshua would come on the show as our Matthew McConaughey correspondent, we would realize that perhaps Joshua wasn't as close a friend of his as we thought.
That's what you think.
You just didn't seem to really hang out with him as much as we thought. You just liked to be shirtless in the newsroom.
Well, the law said I couldn't hang out with him. Mm.
That's right. You were a bit of a stalker.
Piece of paper that
you were
prohibited
a
me from being in a certain vicinity.
Yeah, yeah.
Of him or his family. Or his kids.
Well, you liked his abs a little bit too much. I feel like that was part of the problem.
Or did they like me?
No. Although there's something you produced that could have made those abs look glistening. Is there anything that you? Is there anything? God, we've just lost Blue Chew as a advertiser. I thought it was adorable.
Oh, everybody likes her because she.
No one likes her. That's the problem.
No, like, she won an Oscar and a Globe and. You know, those stupid bowling trophies have nothing.
I'm gonna ask Keanu about this. I find a lot of women don't like her. That's what I've learned. A lot of women, like, they'll go to a movie with Anne Hathaway and hate watch her. But I like Anne Hathaway.
I like her in the movies.
I don't like you here.
I liked her in the shopping. What? No.
God, if it has tits, you won't remember it in a movie.
What is it? The one with the shopping.
Oh, Devil Wears Prada. God, Devil I'm gayer Prada. Than you are. Yeah, it was a tour de force.
Les Miserables. She was fantastic.
Oh, God. I spit on you and your movie recommendations. And I spit on all of you for watching this right now. I'm so sorry. Again, it just makes Joanne look so much better. Really. And that's the
I
only
know, you are
idea.
Welcome, Joanne. You
that's
are
the only
welcome.
Was on. All right, buddy. Are you ready to bring in our delightful panel?
For sure.
All right. Let's do it.
I love this part of the show.
See, it's a think piece. I'm the beauty and Joanne's the beast.
Where's me?
Are you in there?
I'm not in there.
Well.
Fucked up.
We shall remedy that.
That is fucked
Guys, Anthony Zenhauser, he is a great New York comedy writer and a co-host on something called The Creepy Corner. It's a wonderful show. I've been on it. I miss it. Boy, they have some stomach-churning stuff on there. It's also fun. Kevin Dombrowski, guys, he is one of our rocks. You can see him at the New York Comedy Club on February 8th, where he'll be recording a new special. I laugh very hard. Why can't I come on? I would like to be in the audience. You haven't invited me yet, you dick. And returning...
Caroline's tickets wasn't enough.
Well, yeah, I deserve them. And Keanu Thompson, guys, New York City comedian, co-host of the Week in Sex podcast, and a little birdie that rhymes with Schmerit, just told me that Dave Landau's going to be on.
Yes.
Our own Dave Landau.
Dave Landau's coming on. Yeah.
You know what? Whenever I think of Dave Landau, I think, I want to hear him talk more about having sex with people. do we think that's going to be a great ratings getter?
We're going to get it out of him. So.
Okay. How was
it? We're going to put it in him.
Exactly. Well, that's Joshua's job.
Right. Sorry, I thought I was auditioning for your spot.
Well, take it easy.
He does like the fact that you do sort of look like a human penis.
That's right.
Yes. So there is that.
What other I was going to say what other penis is there, but
and pretty much every mammal you can think of, and other ones.
It's a penis. Yeah.
How was he?
No, he's coming.
He hasn't done yet.
Yeah. No, he's coming. So we'll see.
He's coming, and then he's coming.
We're going to make him come.
God, we are already so base, guys. This is supposed to be the Thinking Man's Compound show.
Family show.
The Thinking Man's.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for braving the weather and coming into this semi-heated studio. We have some fun ones for you. But I thought I'd start with a child almost dying.
How I start my day, too.
Dash cam videos. And by the way, where would we be without dash cam videos on this here show? Has presented a moment where a toddler has been strapped into a car seat.
This is awesome.
Flies out of a vehicle after her mother failed to fasten the seat properly. Let's take a look at the clip while I explain, since the audio isn't great. I don't think we hear any screaming. Look at this. The two-year-old girl toppled out of the rear left door of the car as her mother veered another car around a corner in Mankato, Minnesota.
Oh, he's on the side of the road. Stop overreacting.
By the way, this is just a regular dude that had a dash cam, which is odd. It showed the girl dressed in a pink jacket and gray tights, seen here, falling from the car. Miraculously, she was not injured. Boo! And the car then stops at a green traffic light.
So not miraculous.
The door shuts, and mom drives off. The mother eventually returned to the scene 20 minutes later when she realized her daughter was out of the seat 20 minutes later.
I left my Arby's at the drive-thru.
Good God. And the cops have asked the county's attorney's office to consider charging the mother with child endangerment. Yes.
This is the kind of mother I would be. This is why I will not have kids. I wouldn't know for 2 hours. I'd have no idea.
That's why. I love you.
Where was this?
This was in Minnesota.
Okay, so if you're familiar at all with Minnesota, like I am, this is just a very late term abortion. That's all that this is.
Whoa.
You're not wrong. And the fact that they're still considering bringing charges on this woman means that they've experienced this a lot.
No, it was an accident.
It just happens to be.
Have you heard that Minnesota accent? I'd jump out the car, too, if I was destined to have that.
Anthony, the accent that they're besmirching as a Midwesterner, I don't like any of this. It's a very kind accent. If you've seen Fargo, you pretty much know it. I don't know why people make fun of this accent. When you hear your family, and not in an Italian way, when you hear this Minnesota accent, what do you thoughts on this endangerment?
Well, first of all, my thoughts on the way you're dressed today. I noticed that people were giving you money outside when you were...
That was a nipple hole.
Yeah. That's hardcore, though.
Yeah,
you got divorced dad bod right now.
Yeah. I look like some old guy trying to pick up young girls in a...
You're supposed to do the crack with your mouth, not your chest.
I think you look cool. I don't know.
Thank you. By the way, that was so condescending.
I'm the authority on cool. I mean that.
Yeah. Let's just say I'd have a baby with you and then throw it out of the car.
Joshua and I
used to work with this really old, like really old producer named Woody. I won't say his full name. And this guy was like 70s.
That doesn't give it away. The fuck is named Woody?
John.
He was like mid-70s and he'd have this like gut, but he'd wear like a cool t-shirt with the sport coat at Fox News. And it was like, yeah, exactly.
Sneakers and jeans.
And like we would make fun of him, but more and more I'm like, I'm Woody. Like, I'm becoming, the older I get, I'm becoming Woody.
Was Woody just the nickname for Bill O'Reilly? Was that what it was?
Bill O'Reilly, the same. Yeah.
Hey, John, can you look up Tyrone Biggins real quick?
Yeah, sure.
From the Chappelle Show? He was the crackhead character, so I just want to let everybody know.
You're one black face away from a lawsuit, Bill.
Good boy. There's a picture of Woody online, you know.
I don't want to fucking do that. I don't want to, like, look, he could hire us at some point.
Forget it, John.
Don't you have a job? Don't you get for this?
Hey, look, I could use... Look, I have no Woody's kids got connect- or any responsibilities. Oh, my God. Good call, Zed Hauser. All I need is the hat.
Wow, that was great.
Oh, man.
Is there any lotion? Put lotion on his lips.
Dick.
Rub the lotion on your lips.
Oh, wow.
This is where it
looks
starts,
like he
man.
Just blew Ashy Larry.
He was like one of Aaron Berg's characters on In Hot Water. With
seriously. God, you are so right. I'm never going to put on this ensemble again, thanks to Zen. Jesus. Fuck you. Well, all right, back to child endangerment. Should this woman be prosecuted or even lambasted for what happened
to her? Nobody would do that on purpose. This woman, come on.
The video is fake.
What do you mean?
There's a dash cam, like, behind a car that's
First off,
I mean, come on.
Have you not driven in Russia? Have you not driven in Russia?
So fake.
This is not Russia. Again, it's Minnesota. It's absolutely fake.
That's the Russia of America.
But my mom used to breastfeed me while she was driving down the interstate.
Stop bragging. No, she
didn't. And her twin sister did the same thing.
Oh, we're getting.
Is that how you turn gay?
I think so. But going down the interstate at
I'll be from the south is how you turn gay.
You're gay.
Popping out the boob and feeding the kids.
That's kind of great, though. That's multitasking.
It really is.
And also, you wouldn't fall out of a car because you're attached to your mom's breast.
My grandpa used to cut the seatbelts out of the car.
What?
Yeah.
What, because he didn't want government control over his waist?
No, they used to cut it. He used to, because he didn't like the alarm thing. But,
Oh, gotcha.
But then my grandma would get mad because he would cut hers out, too. She's like, well, I wanted mine.
Well, that was on purpose.
Yeah.
That wasn't because of the alarm.
Well, Keanu, you're from SC.
Yeah, that's cool.
Speak for South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Is this something that's intrinsic to the Midwest? I would assume that I can see babies flying out of cars in South Carolina.
It happens all the time.
Thank you.
It's everywhere.
Thank you.
And a dash cam that's just like
babies crawling around in the parking lot at Walmart. You know,
right.
Moms don't know where they are. It's the whole thing. That's just what we do there. You know.
Yeah.
Whose baby is this? We don't know.
Is it roadkill or fetus?
In New York, we all take taxis. So we just put them in dumpsters before we get into the car. And that solves the whole thing where they don't have to fall out.
At the end of the show, we're going to destroy every state. No state will come unscathed. We will destroy them all.
Oh, my God, no.
Well, I don't have any updates about whether or not she has been prosecuted or persecuted.
She shouldn't be.
What is?
Women make mistakes.
Maybe she's just saving it.
I think the mistake was having a kid.
If Anne Hathaway, you know, let her baby fly out of the car, we'd all love her.
Go down the table on this because
this is the one thing all women have in common. We hate Anne Hathaway.
Explain this to me.
She is
I like Anne Hathaway.
A loser. She's beautiful.
She is.
Do you remember when she made her speech at the Oscars and she was like, it came true. I just want to fucking strangle her. She just is lame. I just hate her.
I'll tell you what. People, that is interesting to me because I don't know, like I'm older than everyone at this table. But Sally Field could not live down a speech she made at the Oscar.
No, that was beautiful. That's iconic.
No, it's not. That was what she was made fun of for years. You really like me.
That's iconic.
How insecure of a speech can that fucking be?
Thank you.
You like me. You really like
me. That's exactly how it sounded.
Well, you got to put it in context, though. Like, she won an Oscar one year and she didn't feel it. But then the next year she won, and she felt it.
To me, that Sally Field speech is iconic.
It was iconic, yeah.
But with my left hand now.
That was way too big for that to be yours, but go on.
Yeah, well, Sally alone.
All right, let's go to the kind of dudes at the table. Thoughts on Anne Hathaway? Against her, don't really give a shit? You probably don't give a shit.
I don't really give a fuck. My wife hates her. No, I
all women
on
hate
that.
Your point.
My wife fucking hates her.
It's the one thing that unites all women is our hatred of Anne Hathaway.
But all right, just because she's lame?
You know what it is? When she talks and she's so whiny, my wife goes, ugh. And I go, finally, you get it. That's how you sound.
You're my Anne Hathaway.
She's not sincere. She thought that she was like, oh, it came true. That was going to be like iconic. Like her I think that Sally Field speech is iconic.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. What was going to remember Anne Hathaway? For saying that bullshit, stupid thing.
What was with the sequins fucking pantsuit that she was wearing on?
I loved it.
I liked it.
I loved it. I wish I were wearing it right now. Wish I had it on.
The biggest liberal improv troupe I've ever seen in my life. Where she went, give me a situation, and he was like, healthcare. I mean, I don't have one.
They didn't do the yes and I'm told that's key for improv. Yeah. See, I can learn things. Zen, do you have any thoughts that are like, one word, three syllables, Catwoman. I thought she was the best Catwoman ever. I said it.
Looked
fantastic, Catwoman.
I didn't see it.
Could you have not?
I did see The Devil's Wear Prada. I don't know why I saw that.
That's a great movie.
I did
movie.
See it.
I enjoyed that movie.
I did.
Right. So as a gay man, do you hate Anne Hathaway or not?
Well, I think I don't know if gay men hate her or not. I wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, I am a.
Well, we know what it is about. Okay, this is the thing. We're all on the spectrum, Dan Browski.
Autistic.
Right now, I have turned this whole panel.
Right now, I feel the vibes
coming out as autistic,
bouncing back.
It's called the Joshua effect. Yeah, strategy at its finest.
You're under the Joshua effect, and you're about to get the Joshua.
I think it's called strategy when you're trying to figure out how gay you are.
Homosexual. Results. That's what's happening.
That's called an AIDS test. Go on. Keep going.
But back to
he
me.
He does.
No, she looks... I like her because... When I she looks like she gives a toothy blowjob. You know what I mean? There's something about her.
That's a good thing?
No. I like her because she's... I think she's kind of like that cool next door type of girl. I would definitely love to date her in high school.
Yeah, man.
But I know... You know she doesn't have to blow anybody. You know, well, that's not how she, got liked in high school. Do you know what I mean? So it's going to be toothy. She's going to be in her 20s. It's going to be toothy in college. And it doesn't help that her mouth looks like it's threatening the universe.
I love the underhanded things that Candace is saying right now. She literally just goes under her breath. No one liked her in high school.
You would. I in Brokeback Mountain, she's in a very small scene. A couple.
But by the way, I can remember two things in that scene.
That's what I'm gonna say. I hate her tits, and I think she's an asshole in that movie too.
Her tits are good tits. Wonderful.
She had nice tits.
Anne Hathaway's physical appearance is great.
She's beautiful.
She has had a lot of new.
Oh, her face reminds me of her voice too much.
Welcome to look
she's
up.
She's striking.
But I hate Les Miserables.
She insists upon it.
I'd like to strike her.
Yeah. Whoa. It's cathartic, so he doesn't do it in real life to his wife.
You are an angry man.
That's not true.
You are so angry.
I'd like to strike her.
There we go.
There you go.
That's a spider bite.
Thank you.
Oh, this one too. I hate her tits.
No, those are amazing boobs, and those are real.
I hate them.
They're very nice.
Is this Brokeback Mountain?
No. This is...
I've watched this movie. This is... It's about Viagra.
BlueChinese.com?
That's
the sequel to Brokeback Mountain. When Heath Ledger dies, Jake Gyllenhaal finally realizes he's not gay and goes after her.
By the way, I used that move at Trader Joe's last week.
What is it?
Love
and Other Drugs.
Yeah. Perhaps I've got some issues, but I enjoyed that movie.
That's a good movie. Actually, I like
the issue with loves or drugs, Bill.
Mostly drugs, because I don't have love. No, I'm still looking at you.
But don't you with the drugs?
I do.
Don't you?
Yeah. So you know what? The problem is that, yes!
Okay, she does.
Those are amazing breasts.
Does she ever wear clothes in movies?
No, and that's a good thing. Those are real, real, and real. All right.
The specific scene in Brokeback Mountain is the worst. I just hate her tits in that movie. This one, she looks great.
I like how she has good and bad tit days.
Those are great boobs.
Those are great boobs.
Fantastic.
But if you find the scene from Brokeback Mountain, it's like repulsive. I don't know.
Knowing Garrett, he's going to find the scene where the two cowboys are fucking.
Garrett, I like that you had everything booked.
Find that scene,
you know,
Garrett.
Exactly where to go.
We want that scene.
She is a beautiful woman. I mean, she just is.
Pornhub. I love that it's on Pornhub.
It's like Mr. Skin. No. Hardcore porn Anne Hathaway.
Pornhub is great for finding
gay sex
in any movie. And that as well. We can intersperse the entire show with various Anne Hathaway nude scenes. But I wanted to get to this because Joshua, as my beloved co-host, his main criticism last night was, show is not gay enough.
It's getting pretty gay today,
Thank
though.
Thank you, New York Times. Critic of something or another. So I found one today that will hopefully gay it up a little bit. Family Guy is weeding out the gay jokes, people. Yes!
My God.
In a recent TV Line interview, which was mostly focused on Sunday's President Trump-centric episode, very edgy, the executive producers of the animated sitcom were asked about a line in the episode in which Peter tells Trump the show is, quote, trying to phase out gay jokes. Is that true in reality? Kind of, yes, said Alex Sulkin, who is a producer on the show. If you look at a show from 2005 to 2006 and put it side by side with a show from 2018 or 19, there's going to be a few big differences. Some of them we feel comfortable saying and joking about back then. We now understand that it's not acceptable.
Oh, good for them.
Seth MacFarlane created comedy has had a running gag where Stewie, for 17 years, has been possibly gay, their youngest son. Let's take a look at a clip from Family Guy that I think just...
Nothing is
sacred. There's nothing offensive
Nothing is
about
sacred
this.
anymore. You can't make gay jokes.
You didn't send a correct. You just sent a link to this.
God, you're a dick.
Just go back to Anne Hathaway's tits, Garrett.
Yeah.
No, go to that gay scene in Brokeback. Wait, that was hot.
Oh no, I said the Hollywood Reporter. Sorry.
You know what?
Well, if you just do Peter is gay. There we go. Oh, this
one's Stewie.
I
hate this so much. I hate them.
See, that's when she had a little more meat on her bones, and I'm fine with it.
They're the same breasts.
I don't know. It just bothers me.
Michelle Williams was great in that Money of the World.
See, this goes back to Zen's theory that that sexuality is fluid. They could kind of have sex with their wives. A little bit.
A little.
Well, Joshua, I'll go to you first, since you seem to have some opinions on this. Should Family Guy be not doing the offensive gay jokes anymore?
I mean, nothing is sacred anymore. Nobody can make jokes. Why don't we have television without jokes? No more jokes.
Does it offend you?
But here's the other thing. If gays were Republicans, there'd be tons of jokes.
Were?
Well, yeah, like, do they used to
be? No, I'm just saying, if they...
Have you met Pence?
That's the gayest man alive.
If they, if these writers could hate them, which they seem to hate a certain demographic, then there would be all.
So you're saying, you're saying that because they're mostly liberal, the people on Family.
Yes, and then it's like we gotta protect our guys. You know,
I think it's bullshit.
No black jokes, no women jokes, no gay jokes.
Make all the jokes you want. Look, okay, flat out, if you made it, it mirrors in stand up. If 10 years ago you could make certain jokes that you can't make on stage now, and you change the way that those jokes are made to be a little bit more appropriate and not, unless you're Gina Visconti, purposely offend people. The point that I'm trying to make here is you can make those jokes in a different way. And if you don't want to make the jokes, then just stop fucking making the jokes. Stop being a do-gooder and announce that I'm going to stop doing this so people are looking at it. I guarantee you if they never said it and they just started weeding out some of the jokes, no one would fucking notice
it. And they wouldn't get credit for it.
Exactly. But, okay, you know what? Go back and watch old episodes of Friends. It's one of the most homophobic shows with the jokes. And it is hilarious.
By the way.
For the time, it made sense.
You're watching Friends.
Yes,
I said, probably gay too.
You know what?
How dare you? It's a delight.
Speaking of homophobic,
you're learning a lot about Kevin today. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm
He's
also
fluid.
I'm gonna start making more gay jokes.
Friends was the only show in its time that even talked about gays, and maybe they did it in kind of a schoolyard way.
You're right.
It wasn't a schoolyard way, but they talked about it.
Right, and they
There were lesbians. There was.
Well, Kathleen Turner played his trans dad.
Trans dad.
Yeah, so they called him.
Nobody was doing that in the 90s.
They called him a crossdresser at one point, and then they called him trans at another
point. And then there would be like these subtle Chandler or Joey and Ross sexual tension.
I always thought Ross was kind of gay.
Yeah. I think Ross is actually the funniest character on that show.
Earmuffs.
But that's the point, is stop announcing you're going to do something and just fucking do it. Just fucking do it. Because you know what? No one's going to notice. If you're that talented, then make the jokes better.
I quit watching that show.
Well, you noticed.
Sucks.
But the second that Stewie put
it's
down Brian's cock, you stopped watching. So that makes
sense. It's not funny anymore.
Zen, like, the problem is, like, you look at every isolated syndicated sitcom.
Right.
Whether it be Family Guy, Friends, what have you. And I can't believe I just said what have you. See, it's allergic.
I mean,
they get away with rerunning stuff that was inappropriate at the time because it's a quote product of its time. I believe that we're going to come to a point where something that may have been inappropriate 10 years ago or inappropriate now, but not 10 years ago, that they're not even going to be able to rerun it anymore. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. They do it with the Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yes.
They don't show those anymore, and those were, it had everything you wanted as a kid.
Like cartoon smoking?
Right.
Yeah.
Smoking, just,
I remember the Tom and Jerry violence being problematic.
Cosby Show.
It started with violence first in the late 90s. I think that's when they stopped doing the Looney Tunes. And then in the early 2000s is what I call when the gays learned to fly, which was the gay eye for the straight, queer eye for the straight guy stuff. Gay guys started becoming more acceptable socially. It was more okay not to just make fun of gay people. It wasn't okay at all. It was just accepted. So I think that as you go on in the years to now, where you're seeing all this gays, because Family Guy, come on, let's say it wasn't like a regular sitcom. This was a show that was supposed to push the envelopes. Right. It was that show that
canceled it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's being said, you can only blame one thing, and that is the Jews.
The gay.
The Jews are tightening their grip on the lizard people. That
Gino just gave his thumbs up approval.
That run the networks.
We want a job in
media.
I like the Jews.
I can't tell. I don't know why, but I
like them a lot.
I couldn't tell you why it happens, but it's people are lashing out. It's the, also with like I don't want to bring up Louis C.K., but that kind of thing too, where people are coming to see him and laughing. You know, people don't give a fuck as much as people are saying they do. People, nobody really gives a shit about being a thing.
What what are you? What are your thoughts on the whole Louis C.K. thing?
I think let him do his thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he is whatever. He's not the fucking evil one. There's Harvey Weinstein.
There are various levels of bad.
Sorry, I just don't find him to be.
I mean, jerking off in front of a girl without her permission is not great.
There are very.
I've done it.
You've got
hell
the pass.
Yeah.
Okay, let me. For the record, people are way off the mark on why they're offended by Louis. No topic is off of limits for discussion on stage. However, maybe on your fucking comeback from a sexual assault apology, you shouldn't be tackling school shootings and transgendered. Maybe you should acknowledge the fact that you did this, clear the fucking tension in the room, and do it appropriately. Don't say, I lost $35 million in an hour. Who the fuck feels sorry for you? Who on this panel has ever made $35?
I don't find him to
be... How do you feel sorry for him?
Well, because that's a lot of money. I feel bad.
Who gives a fuck? He said he did shit
that
he should not have done. It's $35 million is an unrelatable thing. So, okay, here's the thing. Do you want to be the comic that talks to their audience and engages as a person, or do you want to be Amy Schumer
that
at the Apollo
so
being Amy?
You know it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
you
is.
You want to be Amy Schumer saying, this is what it's like to be Amy Schumer at the Apollo. Louis doing the same shit. You cannot relate to losing $35 million in an hour because no one in that fucking club has ever made it. That being said, it was wrong to tape him because the material was premature.
I agree
and
with
you.
You
do
yes,
not know where it was
that.
Going.
Yeah.
However, maybe you shouldn't be starting your hour with that type of material. He has his hardcore fans. He'll be fine from that. But in terms of a public eye comeback, I think he's fucking it up because I don't think the general public can look past
that. I think he did that for...
Right past it. I find
you're a comic.
It. Yeah.
You're a comic.
That
makes sense.
But also, like, as a woman, I would not sit there and be, like, giggling with my girlfriend, laughing at him. Like, that's what he gets off on, you know? Like, I just don't find
it. He gets
to
off
be...
on you watching it.
Well, yeah, but he gets off on you, like, watching him.
If right.
You... Sarah Silverman said on Howard recently.
Yes.
Like, she's like, yeah, sometimes he would jack off in front of me. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's happened to me like 1,000 times.
Right. But when he got a position of power, he should have fucking stopped.
Wait, let's hear more about that.
By the way. Therefore, it absolves me from all...
It ain't no thing.
Wait, comedians just run to each other's backs.
No, that's not true, though, because Jamie Lee was on my brother's show, Pete Dominic's show, but it's mostly
okay, but
Alvarez. And she was saying that she can't barely be in the same club with Louis C.K. She's been in the comedy club with him a couple times, and she'll like give him like an... Kind of okay.
My thing is...
She said that a lot of female comics are actually still very disgusted by him.
My thing is, there are just so many worse fucking people out there.
Yeah,
I
but
just
that
think he's kind of fucked up.
Excuse.
Are we having the bar too low?
Excuse it.
Yes, it does, because we need to, like, take down those people, not be fucking worried
why
about
Why don't you
Louis.
Take down everyone that acts
right.
bad? Why do you have to excuse
is that?
Because it's the mob mentality.
Well, Joshua and I always used to joke, like, when the Matt Lauer thing was going down, that by the end of all of this, that we were going to be, he and I were going to be hosting the Today Show, because there'd be no one left.
That's true.
There would be no one left.
You're very
left.
Close. Yeah. No, you're very
I mean, we
close.
Were the
victim. Still waiting.
They
we
were the
victims. Exactly.
You saw me on camera there.
Yeah, I know. You
they made me do that.
Which one of you is the Hoda of this show? That's what I want to know.
So I've got the Hoda hair, let's be honest.
I think Louis C.K. did all that stuff on his special because, you know, like you were saying, you shouldn't have done all that stuff right away. You should have kind of let the apology sink in. But I think that was his way of saying sorry, not sorry.
Like, oh, totally.
I'm not, like, he apologized 100%. And he was like, well, this is really how I feel about everything going on. And then he
good went, for him.
Like, just in for a penny, in for a pound, man. You got to just drop kick that door open again with two feet, you know?
He's embracing being the bad
guy.
It's
great.
That's what he's doing.
I think it's amazing.
It's like, that seems to be the unifying criticism is that the thing with Louis, and of course, like a lot of great comedians, is like he talks about all of his peccadilloes. Well, this is the big one, and he's not talking
about
it.
Yeah, it's not a great one to have, this peccadillo.
But he's got to address it.
Yes, he does. How much of it was edited? Do we know?
Like, no, I listened to the whole thing because I have got no life and I'm a virgin. I listened to the whole thing that the guy sent out, and he says how he references it is he says, "My life's over. Who gives a shit?" And how bad his year's been. He does not talk
Has
about
anyone
the
ever had a shit year from start to finish. That's what he says.
Uh-huh. I thought it was really funny.
It was. I thought it was really funny. It's very good.
There's nothing wrong. It's not funny. He's fucking Louis C.K. He didn't forget how to be funny.
No, you're right.
However, in terms of, look, if you're looking to come back and you want to do it, one, wait longer than a year. Two, don't say dick in an apology. Three, you got daughters. Yeah. Those are
there's
personal.
Like a,
hey, you're absolutely right.
There's a method or a formula that you got to go by for
in terms
for
of the
but by the way, this is a hard formula to
on
have.
On stage as a comic.
Who gets to say that, though? Like, who gets to make that determination? Like,
logic.
You're the voice of the public?
No, I'm the voice of me.
It's not logic. I mean,
ooh, that's the name of your next comedy album. I'm the voice of me.
Why? No. So if I have an opinion, why is that all of a sudden like the public's opinion?
Well, because you said it was.
No, I didn't.
I thought you just did.
No,
I didn't. No. I said in order to come back within the public
eye. You have to wait for more than a year. And
you have to wait for more than a year.
I thought that's what you just said.
I think Louis C.K. is one of those guys who fame hasn't altered his stand-up or the way he views himself as a public figure. For example, even Richard Pryor stopped saying the N-word after a while.
Right.
You know, and he says
he
went
to heaven. He didn't announce it either.
He didn't announce it, but he said it on his special.
Because he went to, like, Africa.
He went to a special and he had a whole bit about not saying the N-word anymore. He didn't want to see that. And then after his specials after that weren't great. They weren't great.
Did he kind of go back to it?
No, he didn't, though. That's the thing.
He slipped it
in. He did one more special, and then he stopped. But, I mean, Kevin Hart, too, the Oscars or whatever.
See how he handled that on Good Morning America was fucking perfect.
Well, he had Ellen behind him.
Right. He said, I addressed it in 2018. That's how I was back then.
He didn't apologize either.
This is how I am back now, right now, and I'm not addressing it anymore. I've told you how I felt. Don't ask me because I'm over it. That's the way that you should do
it. He memorized that shit.
Look, dude, I'm not saying that I represent the public eye, but what
I am
as a comedian to get up when you have that tarnished reputation. It wasn't too ballsy. I think it was misplaced. And I don't know where he was heading with it, in all fairness. That's why it shouldn't have been leaked. But from what I heard, the reason that everyone hates what he's doing, or the public eye hates what he's doing, is because he's starting with that.
It was so bad. You know, it was like not going to be
perfected.
Well, it wasn't going to be interpreted well, so they go ahead and leak it out and then wait till
it gets... Which is why I think it was
that's
wrong.
What I would have done.
Yeah.
You can't...
I'm a media strategist.
Right. You
really are.
I am.
You should allow a comedian to get to where they're going. I'm just saying, personally, maybe don't start there. Maybe start by humbling yourself a little bit instead of saying, I lost $35 million in an hour.
So he only owes an apology to the women that he actually...
True, and there's more than five, and he didn't apologize to more than five. And we know there's more than five.
That,
well, Sarah Silverman is six, so that's more than five.
But we know that he didn't apologize? I mean,
I don't know if he apologized to them, whatever, but I don't know. It just seems like not that big of a deal to me. I don't know. I'm not
like
the women, but whatever.
Checking account.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Said sorry.
But, I mean, to Kevin's point, that's hard for people to wrap their mind around when they're just trying to pay rent. Like, all right, you know, you're still a millionaire. Like, you lost this much, blah, blah, blah. Like,
well, he's got, I'm sure, multiple homes that have staff and
that's what I'm saying.
It's not cheap to insure
you're
a bunch
feeling
of...
bad. You're feeling bad for the fact that he can't pay all of his servants.
Yeah.
All right, now he's got me. Now I see the reality.
Jobs, you know, he employs people. It's a good thing. It's good for the economy.
I got this for Keanu because it's The Week in Sex, her podcast, amazing podcast, and. Oh, God. I always go to Psychology Today when there's just no stories out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we started with, it's actually pretty good.
Good.
And this headline was, Why Couples Have More/Better Sex. Fodder. It's internet fodder. One of the, they've got a couple of reasons why. all of them are going to be foreign to Kevin since he's married. your partner's characteristics have a lot to do with it. There are some characteristics that work well with one another and others that do not. I'll get your thought on it. For example, women who have more attractive and more masculine partners are, this is like, why do we need it, psychologists? Yeah. Are more likely to experience orgasm. What? Oh,
groundbreaking.
And men who are more concerned with their partner's orgasm also experience more sexual satisfaction themselves. Boo. And there's a couple other ones in here that are mostly just obvious. Let's see. Couples who express more physical affection in the relationships. I don't know if I agree with this. Ooh. Also report greater sexual satisfaction.
Is that like
meaning,
choking?
Huh?
Choking?
No, just like
yeah. Holding hands. Eating. This is really where
they're
it starts.
Essentially what they're saying is the more PDA, the more it translates into the bedroom.
But it's always PDA in the beginning, isn't it?
I believe, yeah, a little more than that. But see, I always go back to the whole, anyone on the red carpet, it's like all over themselves, all over each other as a couple. They're the one, next ones to get divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're showing. So I also equate that with anyone. But I guess they're gay. Per this article. What do you thought?
Yeah, I think more PDA is you're going to be fucking more. But that's just because it's the beginning until you fucking hate that person, right?
Ooh. Yeah, but also like, but by the way, is there PDA after a certain point in a relationship?
So dark.
I like it. I'll take it.
I'm in a bit of a relationship right now. And
what's a bit of a?
I'm in a.
Oh, his name's Bitova.
His name's Bitova. I'm in a relationship with Bitova. And he, we were at the bar last night, and he was like, he like does this thing when we have sex. I don't know. Anybody do this in here? Are you spitting your girlfriend's mouth or boyfriend's
mouth? Yeah. All the time.
He did it at the bar last night.
Oh.
Spit in your mouth?
Yeah. Faux pas. I was like, oh, no, fuck you so bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, he wasn't. Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. I was like, oh, my God. Let's leave.
Really? Yes.
Did he choke you?
He gave me a kiss. And then he was like, open up. And I was like, I think the bartender was like, oh, my God, what the fuck is wrong with these two people? Like, yeah. I was like,
is that part
he was jerking off behind the bar.
Oh, my God. No, I'm getting like, yeah.
So first he gave you a kiss and then he spit in your mouth?
He said, open up. And I was like, yeah. And then he spit in my mouth at the bar.
This is how you keep the marriage
love
fresh.
Love it.
I was like,
this is also like Thanksgiving at my family. This is how my dad says hi to me.
It sounds like Mama Bird, Baby Bird.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, God.
My
yeah.
grandma had a saying about
so
that.
So really, that works, huh? Interesting.
I don't know. For some people,
for
that
them,
might be
Bill,
assault,
don't go around spitting in people's mouths.
No. Yeah, yeah. That, to well, to the kids out them. There.
No. Right. Yeah. You got to know the person.
That's how AIDS became big in New York.
Very sexy.
I know. It was so wrong.
I don't think that's gonna. I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think that's going in a good direction. That relationship. And I'm telling you. And I, like I said, my grandma used to have a saying. It says, "Spit in my mouth, it's going south." And then the end of it would be, spit in my ass, you make it last. And I think that's the truth.
He does both.
That is a free
grandma sounds hard right. as fuck.
That makes sense. Your grandmother is a poet.
I think Keanu thought, spit in my mouth, I'm going south. I think that's where she went with that.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. God, I love all the rhymes here. Joshua, thoughts on PDA? Yay, nay. Oh, more rhymes. I didn't even mean to do that.
PDA doesn't bother me. It's the social media PDA that...
Oh,
it's
good
all
call.
Manufactured and it's bullshit. But
yeah,
like PDA,
yeah,
you're in a moment and it's like seems genuine.
Yes. No, that does make sense. Yeah. We're I want to do this just because you have twins in your family. We'll run a little bit over time. If you guys got a place to be, we'll end soon. But this is so fun.
I got to go spit in Kevin's mouth later.
Yeah.
Hey, we can do it on camera.
Here you don't have
to. Yeah. We've got a first look at TLC's new special, Our Twin Sane. Let's enjoy the wordplay. Our Twin Sane Wedding. Identical twin sisters Brittany and Brianna Dean give viewers an inside look at their August wedding to identical twin brothers, oh yes, Joshua and Jeremy Saliers. Guys, they're going to live together, too. Let's take a look-sees.
What are the girls' names?
Something 20. By the way, the weird part is that circle that keeps happening.
Small, double-double, hot chocolate with extra chocolate.
Being an identical twin affects absolutely every single aspect of my life, of her life, too.
Do they realize that's not a mirror when they're putting makeup on each other?
I was just blown back. I was like... Oh my word,
this is a problem.
Same hair.
Happy Twins Day!
Same hair.
People being
same
twins, hair. Wouldn't have
not enough chromosomes.
You have someone that completely understands how you think, how you feel without you having to say it.
I want something that is a bit more sleek. I know what you mean. Exactly. I was thinking the same.
So our dream has always been to marry identical twin brothers.
Wow, y'all are identical twins.
And we found them. Our identical twin princes.
Oh, are you my God. I would get confused.
Did you ever get
that's because you're drunk.
People often ask, do you switch partners romantically?
You know, they're all going to live together.
Oh, no.
When we start discussing raising a family together, living together.
That's where we lose people.
Are earrings the same?
This is the day that we have talked about, hoped for.
What are the chances?
We are about to go walk into our own dream.
How come they don't have twin dads?
Joshua, I think you might have some thoughts on that if you want to helm this particular segment.
Well, from a scientific point, I'm all about the science, you guys.
Please wear a lab jacket.
Genetically speaking, their kids are going to be
brother and sister.
Brothers.
Yeah. They're not cousins.
No, because they're identical and identical.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the same exact.
They call it double cousins if you're not twins and you have like a sister marries the brother's brother or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But in this case, genetically, they are brothers and sisters. They're kids. They're cousins.
That's
they're
not, weird.
Yeah. Well, your mom is an identical twin.
She is.
Yeah. And
and they look a lot alike.
Yeah, they do.
But
are they as weird as this?
Well, my mom has like spent a night alone 3 times in her entire life, and she's 60.
I think this is part and parcel of the twin thing.
Like,
yes.
She never has, because she always had a twin, and then she married my dad when she was 20, and they just
not a twin.
And then she had kids.
Identical or fraternal?
Well, identical.
The weirdest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. It's funny when like the little kids see them together, and they're like freaked out.
Oh yeah, I would assume.
But they used to like buy birthday cards for their mom that were the same, and they're like in living in different towns, and they do like weird stuff like that.
Do they have like, you know, you always hear the cliche that it's like twin speak. Like, do they have No, they like come up with their own language like easily and talk like that.
No, not like that.
It just sounds like you've had too much.
My mom,
yeah, actually, maybe that. I don't. Not even a twin. I can do it. Yeah.
My mom won't buy sunglasses unless my aunt tries them on. Because she thinks the mirror distorts her.
We'll never know.
So weird.
They do call, Keanu, they do call twins nature's clones if they are indeed
nature's
identical.
Clones.
Now, if you saw on this, they said that obviously the most common thing they get is like, do you guys switch partners? They didn't answer the question. Apparently, they do not. They're all living in the same
not
fucking
on
house
purpose.
Together.
I would try and trick my partner. If I had a fucking twin, I would like, or like get with her partner to see if they could tell.
You,
how could you not?
Randy, little me.
This doesn't,
how could you not do that?
I'm for that.
How
of
could
course.
You not? You got to try and trick them.
By the way,
infidelity doesn't mean infidelity. Doesn't infidelity, the whole point of it is to try something new? Well, it's a twin.
That doesn't taste
that
like
new?
Jeff spit. Well, you're Rob.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I even said
well,
that.
TLC's all about exploiting the freakishness of people like this.
Yeah,
like,
midgets.
What is it? Yeah, the midgets. Like, well, the little people. How dare you? And then what is it? The really religious one, like 19 and counting, that family?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got to tell you, man, I'd probably watch this shit.
I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah.
I would for sure watch that. It's, I mean, I don't know what else to say. There's really nothing to say except, yes, I would watch this. And if one of them falls out of a car seat, at least there's one more left. That's all I think.
Oh, God. Well, Zen, like, they always say, and maybe you can
add
to this.
Zen's a member of the Creep podcast. So. I want to know if he thinks it's creepy what they're doing.
The Creepy Corner podcast.
Yeah, it's called the Creepy Corner.
Well, right.
Is it creepy with it? Oh.
You remember the Creep Population, the Corner podcast.
I would love to watch one of them get cancer. And
that was creepy.
That is dark.
Yeah.
And just see.
To a different level.
Well, I want to see. Well, the thing is, I think it's. It would be interesting to see if one could airdrop it to the other one. Like, what do you call that? When you airdrop something?
Kidney?
Yeah. Like, if they
harvest.
Like, if they, like, touch heads like this, then, like, she give the other twin cancer.
Have you ever seen
I'm really going to watch it.
No, but I feel like we both just got cancer.
also, I want to see one of them, like, become bulimic. Like, I want to see, like, one of the, like, the husbands go up to the other one and go, right. Hey, getting a little chunky, Sally, huh? And then she has to be perfect. No, I'm not. I'm giving people what they want to see, okay? The first question that these people had was, do you guys switch partners? They don't give a flying fuck what they're wearing tomorrow or if they order food in the same voice. They want to know, what does it feel like to have a freak sandwich, just to have four people who look the same, like just take a bunch of ecstasy and just go crazy, you know what I mean?
Do you think one of the guys comes faster than the other, or do you think they finish at the exact same time?
Again, it's nature's clones, man. I think that there's part of that.
I bet one of them is cut and one of them's uncut.
Oh, that would be amazing.
No, that's how the parents tell them apart.
Yeah, but when they're 35, their father goes, you know the drill, pull your pants down. I can't tell which one I'm blowing right now.
Well, one of them...
that's how they tell them apart.
They both have different personalities. They must. Nobody has the same... Everyone's a snowflake, all right? You always have... twins don't have the same personality, right? Like,
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I think one of them can be a little more...
kinkier, sexier.
You're talking about his mom and aunt.
Who's the sexy twin? Your mom
aunt? They look the same, but like, one's... my mom's a little more bossy.
Which one's cut and which one's uncut?
Like more fun.
Well, what I'm saying was, like, which...
She's your aunt. It would like, be different if she was your mom.
Totally, yeah, because my cousins think that.
So one of those people have to be kinkier than the other than the other twin. So when they're both
conjoined twins marrying another conjoined twin.
That.
Have you ever seen that video of the girl with two heads giving a blowjob?
She's never happy with
no, me. But yeah.
I'm not watching that.
Yeah, we've just enjoyed Blue Chew as a new advertiser. Let's not lose him now.
It looked like a potato sack race walking down the street.
Oh my God.
That's the TLC show I want to watch. Fucking conjoined twin.
TLC presents Field Day.
This was an amazing show. I don't know if it was the best show to debut Blue Chew on, because we want to hold on to them, but this was a great show. Guys, yeah. I will go down the table.
That Blue Chew, by the way, and I could.
Oh, I got. Everyone at Compound gets them for free.
I think we
God
should.
God knows I don't need it.
Yes, I do.
Anthony, I'll start with you. Let's go down the table. What else you guys have to plug, promote?
Just the Creepy Corner podcast.
Creepy Corner, it's a great show.
The Creep Fest on Twitter, and you can check us out there. We have a Tumblr page, thecreepycornershow.tumblr.com, and we're getting huge, so check it out.
Please do. Huge. It's a lot of fun. Kev, what do you got, buddy?
I will be headlining Rob's Comedy Playhouse in Buffalo this Friday to Sunday. Four shows. KevinDombrowski.com or on Facebook. And February 8th, I'll be recording my debut album at 4th Street on New York Comedy Club. 8 and 10:15 shows, New York Comedy Club for tickets. And I will put you on the press.
Yay!
You get more free shit.
I'm cheap. Keanu, what do you got?
Follow The Week in Sex on all the platforms and listen to it.
It's a great show.
Yes. And then we're doing a live show at the Sex Club. If anybody wants to come, 9 o'clock on February 22nd.
Oh, I'll be there anyway. Perfect. Yeah. I'll see the show.
Just come to the live show.
Yeah.
Email theweekinsex@gmail.com for if you want the address, because we're not allowed to say in person. And follow Keanu C. Thompson. That's me on all the
Please
platforms.
Please do. You won't regret it. Now, normally at the end of the show, we do a little thing we call Just Say Joe. Because, again, we like our wordplay. But since we've got our homosexual strategist here, I figure we're going to let him sum it all up. Let's go to the intro first.
You guys got Matthew McConaughey for this?
Don't give him that.
Right. You.
Joshua, sum it all up.
Gays are great, and don't beat women. That's all I got.
That is
what a PSA.